The Puritans have many, many things to offer modern Christians today. One is they shape your mind according to the Bible. I mean, they loved the Bible, they lived the Bible, they sang the Bible, they preached the Bible, they read the Bible, they memorized the Bible. They were thinking about the Bible every day. They are Bible-shaped theologians and Bible-shaped preachers. And like was said of Spurgeon, that's what you could say of all the Puritans, prick his vein anywhere and out would flow bibline blood. They just thought that way. It's who they were. And we need more of that focus on the Word of God today. That's one thing. Secondly, they just love to preach Christ. In every sermon, it's like they took a flashlight inside the text and tried to find Jesus and pull him out and set him, placarded him in front of you and just talked about his glories and his beauty till you long for him. So they're very Christocentric. Thirdly, we can learn from the Puritans today how to convict people of sin. You know, today we get preachers in the pulpit and they say something very convicting, and then they say, "Now, congregation, I don't mean to convict you or anything." Puritans said, "No, we want to convict people. We want to, like God did when he came to Adam, found him behind the bush and called him out. We want to call sinners out from behind the bush from where they're hiding and have them stand naked before God." That's what we want to do, so that they need the Lord Jesus Christ. So we learn a lot about conviction of sin and how to preach it from the Puritans. We also, fourthly, learn a lot from the Puritans about how to cope with affliction. The average Puritan family had 9 children, and the average Puritan family lost 4 or 5, half of their children, before they reached adulthood. So they were well acquainted with affliction, and affliction was sanctified to them. They wrote about it, they preached about it, and they knew what it was to handle life's deep troubles. And then we also learn from the Puritans how to rebuke our own pride. They hated their own pride. They walked with genuine humility. And we need more of that as well today, to beat back our pride and just serve the Lord humbly and simply, not looking for credit for ourselves, but serving him faithfully with big servant hearts. We also learn from the Puritans how to love their people. You know, in times of the plague or the fire, the big fire through London, it was often non-Puritan ministers that left city because they were afraid of catching the plague. The Puritans risked their lives. They went right into the bedrooms of the people when they had the plague and ministered to them and stayed in town and were faithful to them. They loved their people. They loved preaching. They loved their God. They loved the things of God. And that's sorely needed. Also in evangelicalism today, this burning, passionate love for God and for man. And then finally, the Puritans really teach us how to live for eternity, keeping one eye on eternity all the time, as Richard Baxter said, and the other eye on time. And the more we focus on eternity, the more sanctified we will really be in time. And so the whole idea that he's so heavenly, he's for no earthly good, the Puritans they'd turn in their grave if they heard that. The more heavenly you are, the more earthly good you'll do. Because the more you're like Jesus, the more you'll love people, the more you'll be an evangelist, the more you'll spread the gospel, the more you'll go out of your way to live wholly and solely for your precious Redeemer.